And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I am here with my co-host, Barnaby Evans, and we just had a really great conversation with two really smart ladies talking about philanthropy. So we had Courtney Chelgren and Maureen Kerrigan, mother-daughter team at RBC Wealth Management, talking about, you know, just giving. You don't have to be a Gates or a Buffett to make a difference in your community, and always remember that. And one thing that we forgot to mention as they were here is that, you know, Maureen looked at us and said, you know, we forgot to tell people, always check with your company about matching gifts, because sometimes your company will match your gift, and then there you go.
Yeah.
You know, double
and,
up.
And they do. They're very good about that as well.
Yeah. So what isn't that great to see a mother-daughter team?
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
Just wonderful, yeah. But now, Barnaby, did you go last night to the Fringe Fest?
I was supposed to, but I didn't get there.
Oh, you ended up working, didn't you?
I did, till early in the morning.
Aha.
Because we have a deadline later tonight that I'm still working on. But you guys have been going since Tuesday, I think it was?
Yes. We actually had an opening event on Monday night.
That's right.
And sort of show started in earnest on Tuesday and continued throughout Saturday.
But let's back up and talk about what a fringe festival is.
Actually, can I even back up even further?
Okay.
That's totally backstroke.
Okay.
Because nobody knows who we're talking to.
That's a good idea.
You know? So, well, we're going to be talking about the Providence Fringe Festival. We're still waiting on Josh Short. I know he's on his way here, but this is great. We got Stuart Wilson, who is performing in the Providence Fringe Fest.
Yes, indeed.
And so, welcome, Stuart.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
So, comedian, improv?
I do some improv. I'm doing some more, some things that are more scripted.
Yeah.
I personally am very interested in what I consider to be a very wide gulf between scripted theater and completely improvised theater. So I have actually two pieces that are, you know, somewhere in that giant gulf.
So have you been part of the, well, actually now Barnaby?
Well, so yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Fringe. The Providence Fringe, this is the second year, right?
Yes.
And it is an opportunity for a tremendous amount of the wealth of theatrical talent to really break loose and experiment with things, do unusual things, lots of opportunities to hear pieces you won't hear anywhere else.
Right.
And there are 30 performances a night, something like that, for
a
week.
There's a lot. So if you go to fringepvd.org, it's very well organized, and you can look by venue, you can find artists, and get a sense of what you might like to see.
And on there, because there's so much information on, there's also a program schedule, so you can look at the days, and then you can see, because this is something that happens simultaneously in many places all over Providence.
Right, yes.
You've got a lot of different venues, so you can travel, and they start at different times. Some of them are short, some of them are long, so I think it's from 6:30 up to about 10, depending on the day of the week.
Right.
And people can choose one venue and go all the way through, or people can travel between them. Some of them are quite walkable.
Right, and one of the great things about the Fringe Festival is it's low cost, so everything is between $5 and $10.
You buy the tickets at the door.
You buy tickets at the door, and the shows are generally short. They're under an hour, usually around 45 minutes, so you can see two or three a night.
And they're very different.
And they're all going to be very different.
There's an incredible range from comedy to puppetry to serious theater to installation art to surprises. There's music performances, there's dance, there's all sorts of things.
It's a really wonderful mix. I'm very grateful to Josh for organizing this for a second year.
Yeah, so Josh is the executive director of the Wilbury Theater Group, right?
Yes, he is,
And they've really spearheaded this mission,
to
my understanding, for the last 2 years?
Last 2 years, yeah. Josh has done a great job with a lot of new theater through the Wilbury Group, too. And I think he saw this as a way to, you know, even broaden that beyond maybe the scope of some of his own aesthetic there, and be a incubator for shows. I know that one of the shows I'm presenting was sort of, I've done it before. But another show was like an idea I had with some performers, and we said, well, let's submit it. And we got in as an idea, and it's like, all right, everybody, we have two shows scheduled. So right. We actually made this show over the past couple of months, which it would not have happened if it were not for Fringe Festival.
All right, so what can I ask?
But that's an important point to make, because the Fringe Festival can serve as this catalyst, this opportunity, this chance, you know, let's go all out. It's encouraging people to take chances, both audiences and performers and writers, and giving them a forum where unusual things can happen. And it's, you know, people come here to see it. It's a gift to the community.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And Brahma, you were
I'm just dying to hear what the name of your show is, what it's about, and what inspired you to create the show.
So the one that I did 2 years ago is called It's a Spaceship Now. Mm-hmm. And that was inspired by my own life of kind of digging through the trash and finding things, and also not really doing a lot with my life, to be kind of frank. And so in that show, it's incredibly truthful up until the point where I find an old nuclear missile in the trash and I build a spaceship out of it.
You're suggesting that that part might be somewhat fantastical.
It is fantastical.
Okay, right. Okay, good.
You didn't get to Mars?
Well, you'll have to see the show to see how far I get.
All right. One-man show?
It's a one-man show.
Okay.
With some technical help. So I have some videos and some slides that I can lean on, as well as the audience. I asked for not a lot of participation, but even just a help on a sing-along,
all right,
to be honest, is like a huge endorphin boost when you're on stage alone.
Of course it is. It's that energy coming right at you, right? And now you're using multimedia, as you said.
Yeah.
Did you go to school for this, John?
I did not, actually. I went to school for graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a sense of that. But my own story, I kind of fell into a big Nazo puppet sometime after college. And
you fell into one?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how it feels. And then I stood up, and all of a sudden I was a performer.
Yeah, there you
go. And it's one thing led to another.
And has that now become your calling and your vocation? Is that what...
Yeah. I'm not with Big Nazo anymore, but I do theater, and I teach theater, and it's actually pretty wonderful to have something I love and be able to bring it to kids, too.
And Big Nazo is a great portal for many people to discover a fantastical world of adventure and creativity, and that's a great, great team.
They also
another
have
asset
some stuff
the
at Fringe.
Good, good. Now, you have a second show, though.
The second show, yeah, this is the one I put together with some other performers. It's called The Dean at the Dean. And while the...
And The Dean means the Dean Hotel.
Yeah,
which except... If people haven't been there, they should certainly go there.
Except it's not actually there.
Oh, it's not? Oh, I thought it was.
It's at the Hope Artiste Village.
Okay. I thought it was...
Yeah, we had kind of hoped we could... again, this was an idea that was not fully formed when we had it. This was months ago... And what does it look like if an academic dean is drinking at a bar? Mm-hmm. And we slowly built the show. We couldn't get that space, but the idea is still there. We want it to feel like Cheers without much of a script.
Okay. But, you know, I got to tell you, our family owns a bar, and I've seen a lot of academic
deans. I was going to say, I don't know
drinking.
Any academic deans that don't drink at
exactly.
bars.
It's true.
But
it's true.
They have lots of stuff they have to deal with. Okay, well, so this is at Hope Artiste Village, how do you guys pronounce it?
I say it village.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I've heard it both ways, and I don't know.
Well, the village sounds
yeah,
like
village,
it should,
yeah.
Yes.
It does sound
It sounds like we should have bloodies.
And that's right on the Providence-Pawtucket line, very plenty of parking, great building, lots of activities there. People know about it perhaps through the farmer's market that's there.
Yes,
and there's
exactly.
some great restaurants there and another great facility.
Yep, and we're there at 7 p.m. tonight. And 8:30 tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about the date. So this goes through Saturday.
Yes.
So it started with an opening Monday, and then performances were Tuesday. So it's every night of the week through Saturday. Everything's on the website, which I want to give again, which is...
FringePVD.org.
.org. And everything's there. It's $5 to $10 at the door. Now, do things sell out? Do you have to get there early? What do you recommend?
I honestly don't know. I would love to think it's going to sell out. But
okay.
I would... show up early if you have your heart set on a show, but
sure.
some of these spaces are bigger than others. I know there's a show that's in a room at the Dean Hotel.
Yeah, which that's probably the smallest audience.
That will probably sell out, so yeah. Get there early. But
and many of them are in downtown Providence,
yes.
so if one sells out, there's one a block away or something like that.
Right.
Hope Ortiz Village is a little further, but it's not far.
A little
it's
further. What a, there's some room there.
10-minute drive, yeah.
You know, we've got to take a quick break, gentlemen, but when I come back, let's talk a little bit more about this idea of the Fringe and the Fringe
sure.
Festival and what we can expect to actually see, you know, just a little bit more, because we're breaking boundaries with a lot of these, aren't we, Barnaby, with a lot of the performances.
Yeah.
You are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and we're talking to Stuart Wilson, and you know what? He's going to be performing at the Fringe Festival twice, and it sounds a lot like fun. I'm all about this rocket, or, you know, we've got to get back to that. That's cool. You found a missile and created a play around it. You're listening to AM 790. We'll be back. And hello, 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 and welcome back. We are talking about the Fringe Festival here on Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, because lots of great things happen here in Rhode Island, and the Fringe Festival is all this week. And we were just joined. We were just talking to Stuart Wilson, and I got to see this show about the spaceship. You've got me so intrigued. But we were just welcoming now Josh Short. Josh, the executive director of the Wilbury Theater Group. I know you have spearheaded the Fringe Festival here in Providence for the past 2 years. What can we expect to see?
I think you can expect to see a little bit of everything, actually. There's like a great mix of some really wild, new improvised. There's an improvised puppet project, which is a choose-your-own-adventure story with puppets that's happening at the AS220 space on Saturday night. Then there are shows like Stu's, the one-man multimedia shows. There's some dance pieces happening over at Schiffer Rope. There is this magic card version of Macbeth that's happening.
Yes, close-up magic version of Macbeth.
With just two people
sounds
at a
great.
Table with the audience around, and they're playing with these cards, and they perform Macbeth.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
What we repeat what we said before, all these are very well described on the website, so people can see, gee, that sounds interesting. And I want to encourage people to go, because they sound madcap and crazy, but it's real theater in real places, and it's thrilling. Mm-hmm. And every penny they collect at the door goes to the performers.
This is a
non-profit effort to advance the a great state of theater, frankly, in Providence. We've got some wonderful theaters, a lot of theatrical talent, and this is a chance where people get to let their hair down and try all sorts of things of every style. And you're going to find something you love.
This
and, in fact, you can make a whole evening of it.
Yeah.
You know, either they start, I think, I was saying some start as early as 6:30, some start at 10.
That's
and
right,
short.
Yeah.
And
you can see something at 6 and, you know, then take a break, get some dinner downtown somewhere, and then go catch another show at 9 and then head across the street and see something else.
Or you can plan them and run. Or you can go to one venue and stay there
the whole night. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's well worth doing.
Now, are you going to be performing at all, Josh?
I am not performing, no.
No.
No, we're just producing it this year. The Wilbur Group doesn't have a show in it. But we do have a few shows, like Stu's. There's another Roadhouse, the musical, which actually came out of the Wilbur Group's New Works program.
Yeah.
So we're just excited to see these shows that, you know, started in our programs move on and perform themselves. So.
And I would point out that Roadhouse, the musical, is what it sounds like if you're listening at home.
Come on, give us some legs.
A bunch of guys on stage doing Roadhouse
in mullet wigs.
Yeah,
Roadhouse is the classic Patrick Swayze.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. So, you know,
I want to hear an example of something that I'm going to hear from you, Stu, when I go to see you.
When you come to see me, I do a breakfast dance. That's kind of a fan favorite.
But you can't speak over the radio a breakfast dance. Give me something.
That's why you got to go into the theater.
I mean, I have a song about khakis.
How does it go?
Yeah.
Hey there, everybody, everybody wearing jeans, but not your boy Stewie, I'm doing my own thing. Four front pleats and plenty of room. Trouserly treats straight from the loom.
Right on. Okay, so this is what we're going to hear. That, I think it's great. There's going to be a lot of innovation, a lot of new things happening. And I just want to remind everybody that we are celebrating Clear Currents at Waterfire on August 15th and on September 12th. And registration is closing on August 7th for that August 15th.
And this is when you get with the canoes.
With the canoes and the kayaks.
We'd love to have you join us.
Please go to Waterfire. Sign up now. It's such an amazing thing to do. Josh, thank you for joining us. Stu, thank you for joining us as well. And I'm digging that tune. It's going to be stuck in my head now. But everybody, we are so excited. Go check out the Fringe Festival. Lots of incredible talent here in Rhode Island, all coming out just for you. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we will be back next week to talk about August 1st. Huge, huge lighting. And we'll see you all this weekend and this week downtown at the Fringe Festival.
The Providence Fringe.